Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Pop Culture Rewind. I'm your host, Travis.
And I'm Chris.
Hey, Chris. Hey,
Yeah.
All right.
Now, not sweating as much.
Yeah, don't worry, there's time.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so, thank you for tuning in this episode of Pop Culture Rewind. And this particular episode, I figure since we are approaching September, the summertime is, I think it's officially over now. I mean, people are going back to school and whatnot. So I figure what better time to do a recap or review and the ups and downs of the summer season of the movies of this year, 2018. I saw some movies, you saw some movies. I think this time, Chris, for the first time, I think I've been rubbing off on you a little too much.
Uh-oh.
You, I think, have seen more movies this time than me.
God damn!
That's what I said when I figured that out. Damn, I'm slipping of old age. But I can never be more proud of you.
Ah, thank you, yes. Jedi Master.
Until I hear what movies you actually saw, then I'm like... But here's the thing about the movie season this year. It's a little bit tricky. Because typically, the movie season begins the first weekend of May.
Mm-hmm.
That's how standard, you know, it sets up. Which would have included, originally, Avengers Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
However,
Disney decided to snap their fingers a few days early, right?
Yeah, on the whim of Robert Downey Jr., mm-hmm. right? Because that's what he asked, then they obliged. Yeah. So that actually came out the last weekend of April.
April.
We'll get our months right
here.
Yeah,
it's March.
Yeah, so that technically does not count as a summer blockbuster.
Wow.
Even though it's probably the biggest movie of the summer. So we're not going to talk about that right now. I think we did an episode on Infinity War.
You know what? Let's touch on that real quick. I have a theory.
Oh, Jesus. More fan theory.
Exactly.
Yay. Okay.
Yeah, I was the second gunman in the grassy knoll.
What?
This movie was going to come out 2 weeks before Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
And as much fans as there were for the Deadpool franchise, I think it would have suffered a lot had there still been that rub of Infinity War
over
the theater.
Because
that movie took up like almost... There were some theaters that half of their screenings rooms were taken up by this movie.
Oh, yeah.
So imagine 2 weeks in and up-and-coming fan favorite from the ashes, Deadpool 2, has to compete with that.
Yeah.
So it might have been Disney's decision, not so much Robert Downey's, to say, you know what, we might need to give him an extra week.
I wasn't being serious when I said it was Robert Downey Jr.
It could have been Hemsworth. I don't know, the bastards. All of them.
Since at that time, a lot has changed since then, but at that time, Deadpool 2 was a separate studio from Disney. I think, to your point, it wasn't Deadpool, but more or less to help Solo.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, because that was that needed all the help it can get.
Oh my god!
No competition. That's the thing with Disney, the way it is, especially now after the big news we talked about before about the Disney Fox deal being official now. It's like it's almost cannibalizing their own market.
It's competing
shares.
With themselves because it's every other month. It's Infinity War, then it's Solo, then it's A Wrinkle in Time, then it's fucking Incredibles 2, and then it's Christopher Robin, and then it's The Life Dumbo, and then it's something else, and then it's something else. And it's hard to give everything enough time to grow without at the expense of something else not basically wilting away, I guess.
I do like the fact that they pushed up to the end of April, and then... Is it Warner Brothers? I can't remember who did Rampage. We're like, nope, we're moving ours up ahead. So they ended up pushing theirs up a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's why we're going to kind of skip over the big forefront of the summer movies, which is Avengers Infinity War. But like I said, we did a full episode just on our thoughts on Infinity War.
We'll see where it ranks at our end of year
episode. It's in our archives, and then we'll be doing an episode like we normally do, either the end of December or maybe early January, mm-hmm. whenever we feel like it.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, sometime in early 2019, we will have an episode of all the 2018 movies that we've seen, winners and losers and whatnot. So
coincidentally, that would be episode 100, right?
Oh,
that's a nice round number
to
end the show on.
Yeah, maybe. Spoiler alert. Anyway, so let's get right into this. So, and I just figured, I don't know if you want to go chronological order. We don't discuss these things ahead of time.
We don't need to go chronological order in the beginning because I've been, 2018 for me has been the year of date nights.
Oh, it has. Okay.
Tinder,
oh,
that's why you've Bumble, seen... plenty of fish. Every day I've been meeting so many women.
God, you're such a man whore.
And so far, the best date of the year was for Deadpool 2.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Do we have that on an episode? The story of what we went through to watch Deadpool 2? Didn't we do an episode?
Oh, my God. Did we do a Deadpool 2 episode?
I think we did, where you showed up late because the train tracks and they sold the tickets wrong, so we didn't get seats to the... We were supposed to get a double screening. And
That was a disaster, plain and simple.
We got heavily compensated.
We did, and you were with me through thick and thin on that one. Give me text updates.
I'm going to send the manager out, man. Don't leave. Don't be discouraged. I want some tonight. And you broke it off, baby. Mm.
You know, I don't think we did because I'm looking at the archives right now. We don't think we did an episode on Deadpool 2, so we wouldn't have really talked about that unless it was just in a passing conversation in another episode. But yeah, man, that's one of the times when pre-ordering tickets could be a detriment.
Yes.
To having to go to a movie at a certain time.
So we're gonna let them in on the story on our
yeah,
day.
Sure, we'll recap.
Yeah,
sure.
Let's
recap.
They were selling tickets for a double screening of Deadpool 1 and Deadpool 2.
This is at a Cinemark.
At our Cinemark, the cheap one that I introduced you to, that I spoiled you to. They had two separate showings. One was at 4:00, and then the second one was at 6:00.
Right.
Under the impression
that's what it said on the thing.
Yeah. Under the impression that if you buy a ticket at 4:00, you're watching Deadpool 1 and 2. Or if you bought a ticket at 6:00 in a different room, they would show you Deadpool 1 and Deadpool 2.
Right.
For some reason, the theater made a mistake that 4:15 was Deadpool 1 and then 6:00 was Deadpool 2, which was a weird snafu in the ticket sales.
Yeah.
So they had sold our seats were sold to someone else somehow. Because the seats that I bought us weren't the seats that we ended up sitting in. They moved us over like six humanoids the seats that we had. I had dead center.
I was under the impression that the 4:15 showing was for the double feature, and then I was just going to plan on missing the first one, and then we were just going to jump right into the second one. We're just going to walk in because we already had our tickets and everything.
Yeah.
Because it said 4:15 double feature. I remember that specifically. Mm-hmm. And then...
then you worried about not getting there on time, and you canceled your purchase?
Okay, so here's the thing.
Einstein.
Here's the thing. Okay, I get off. Okay, the movie starts at 6:00, right? I get off at 5:00 that day. It takes me 20 minutes tops to get to that theater for my work.
Usually. However.
However.
What happened was.
Okay, so there's, besides traffic, off to the exit that I need to get off the main freeway, there's a train. Well, at first I had to go through a tunnel, and traffic was backed up.
Yeah.
So I finally, there's a delay getting to that tunnel. And then once I got that, okay, cool, we're off to the race, we're going, you know. I was getting a little bit worried, but I'm still okay, whatever. I get outside, take the next street, and it's a straight shot. Once I get on that street, I just go down maybe a mile, whatever, take a left, and I'm there, pretty much. I get out of that, I turn the street, I'm deadlocked right then and there. Brake lights all the way up. I'm not moving for 5 minutes. I'm not moving for 10 minutes. I'm not moving for 15 minutes. I'm not moving for 20 minutes.
Anxious.
I'm like freaking out over here, and I'm like, see, you got lucky because you got my text messages. You didn't get me talking because...
I've never seen you in a state of panic ever. It would have been very awkward to hear you at your most vulnerable.
It was not panic.
But you were vulnerable.
I was pissed. I was pissed off. If you ever want to see angry white person, that was me.
Oh, wow.
And
I work in retail. I see many white people angry.
It's not a pretty sight, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a pretty sight at all. So,
because there's always cops involved.
So, I want to speak to your manager, please. All right, so it's like 5:40. I have not moved. I'm texting you. I was like, dude, I'm not going to make it. I mean, there's no way, because even if we start moving, I'm still a good 15 minutes away. According to the, I kept pulling up the GPS to see how long it was. And of course, every time I looked, the GPS was just keep getting longer and longer. I was like, God. But last time I looked at it, it was like, it went from my ETA was like 5:45. Now it was like at 6:15 or 6:20. Oh. It's like, dude, I'm not going to make it. So I texted you. And then you told me something I can't remember. But then, like, another 10 minutes passed. I still haven't moved. And I was like, you know what? Screw it. Because I'm not going to make it in time. It was like, it was
5:55,
I think. It was 5:55. I was like,
and you still weren't moving.
I was not moving. I was still in the same street, not moved at all. And then I went to the website, and I canceled. Because on this website, you can cancel and get your money back or get credit or whatever. So I was like, fun. It's no money loss. I won't be able to see the movie, you know? Mm-hmm. And I figured maybe I can just go there. I can just rebuy a ticket or something or whatever. So, yeah, I canceled my ticket on there. And it's like 6 o'clock and you start the text messages. Dude, they haven't started yet. And then it's like 5 minutes later, the first trailer's up. You still got time.
I got you popcorn and a drink. It's coming. It's like, comp from the theater. For
10 minutes later, you're like, there's a second trailer. Like 15. It's a third trailer. It's like...
And then you tell me, hey, they won't resell me the ticket.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I finally get there. It's like 10 minutes into it. It's like 6:10, whatever, 6:15. I did finally make it. And then I'm like, okay, so good. Okay, maybe I'll try it. So I go up to the box office, and I'm like, okay, I'm here, but I canceled my ticket. I just want to, can I just get back in there or whatever? I can't remember how it worked. And she looks at the thing and says, no, those tickets are already gone. It's like, those are my seats. The system is probably just not registering that I canceled my tickets yet or whatever, you know. Because I literally just did it maybe 10 minutes ago. And she's like, no, I can't do it. And I said, okay. And then she said something. I couldn't buy the tickets because that wasn't the right. And that's when they figure out there was something wrong. So I couldn't buy the ticket to get in there. I was like, well, shit. All right. So I started and I left. I left the box office. I texted, like, dude, I'm screwed. Like, I can't get my tickets or nothing. And so I said, screw it. So I walked back to that same lady, didn't know what she was doing. And I said, hey, is there a manager or something I could talk to? Maybe explain the situation. I wasn't mad. I was not like,
You still had hope.
I was like, well, what's the worst that can happen, right? So I finally get someone to come down, and he already knew the situation. He said, is someone waiting for you? I was like, yeah, I got my friend in there. He's like, oh, well, come with me. I was like, okay. So I started. He walked me up the road. He walked me up to the road, and he pointed to you. And he's like, "Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's him." So, I was like, "He's like, enjoy the show." I was like, "Okay." I was like, "What the hell happened?" you're over here sitting reclined back. You got two things of popcorn, like four drinks. You got tickets laying at your ass. I was like, "What is going on here?"
And comp tickets for the future.
I was like, "What the hell?" We ended up getting popcorn, drinks, and two tickets each for whenever. I was like, fuck, what'd you do? So that's when
y'all never seen Angry Mexican. man.
So that's you explained
that was an awesome movie.
Yeah, I missed like the first like opening scene or something like that. But
yeah,
other than that, the movie was great.
Oh, I love the fact, now that we're actually getting into the description of the movie, now I can wipe the tears out of my eye. I love that they completely fucked with us.
Oh, yeah.
The entire promo is like, holy shit.
Spoiler.
You want to tell people ahead of time for anyone that hasn't seen any of these movies?
Spoilers ahead for whatever. Yeah. So if you haven't seen the movies.
Some of these movies just recently came out, by the way. So towards the middle of the end, you might want to pause it.
The newer ones, we'll try to, we'll try to censor ourselves.
Yeah, sharks. Okay, and so I love the fact that they did this whole promo. It's like, dude, we're getting Deadpool 2's X-Force. They've been wanting to do this. They teased it. Holy shit, they're giving us X-Force.
Yeah.
Fucking Terry Crews as Bedlam. Fucking Brad Pitt as Vanisher. It is so dumb. But they made it work just to kill them all within like 5 minutes of putting the band together. I love that.
They trolled us. they even put in, they filmed extra clips of the movie that wasn't even used for the trailer.
It's not even in the bonus footage. That's
right, because it wasn't real. It was just fake like pose shots that they did for him. It's genius. As good, I always said this about the first Deadpool movie, the marketing strategy on that was genius. The billboards, all the different things they were doing for that, loved it. This one was a little bit different in the way they worked it because we didn't know we were being worked at the time.
Not to mention the biggest casting Cable is the same guy that we just saw in fucking Infinity War. Josh Brolin. I was like, and they even make jokes about it in the movie. And I was like, how is this going to work?
Yeah, slow down there, Thanos.
Yeah, I got your stones. I was like, what the fuck? I kind of had this feeling already from the trailers. If you liked the first one, you were probably going to like the second one. If you didn't like the first one, don't bother wasting your money. And that's exactly what you got. They literally doubled down on everything. And they did some swerves that I wasn't expecting.
Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed it. It's got that the humor. You know, either like it or you hate it.
It's classic Ryan Reynolds. I don't even know if half of that's scripted.
If you like Ryan Reynolds, you're going to like Deadpool, pretty much, because it's one and the same. Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool. He's not trying to act. He's just being Ryan Reynolds. But this movie, again, for a sequel, worldwide made over $700 million. For a rated R.
And it's an exception, because 9 times out of 10, the sequels, they're not really as good as the first one.
Yeah. You know what? And did you like this one more or less than the first one?
If I like the first one more, it's only because of the nostalgia. Only because I was one of the first people to see the leaked footage online and lose my shit for a week and a half. Like, I had the cleanest colon because I was like, holy crap, this is actually gonna happen. So that watching it come from nothing, from Origins to nothing to the leak. To the final reveal, to the advertising of it being a fucking date movie, you know, there's a nostalgic piece of that I don't think any of the sequels are gonna replicate.
Yeah.
But that aside, the tone, the humor, the content, the story itself, it's just as good, maybe even a little better than the first one.
I'm gonna say, for me personally, I think I just by a tidge, I think I like the first one more than the second one. And I think for some of the reasons that you said, I think that particular movie, again, for the novelty of it, the fact that it got the way it got pulled off, I do think that the first one, story-wise, because it's such a smaller story. It's just self-contained almost.
But for all intents and purposes, that kind of movie, I don't think should have succeeded.
Oh, no.
And I don't think people expected it to succeed the way it did. And I think that's what caught everybody off guard.
Yeah. I think that I think what takes Deadpool 2 down just a couple notches for me.
Not enough pouches.
Just one big fanny pack. No, but I think it's just kind of disjointed in some places.
A little.
It's not as. I like the flow of the first movie where it's set in one place, pretty much the freeway, but they're cutting back to different things. I do like that. This one is just kind of all over the place, and on top of that, there is a couple of rehashed jokes from the first movie.
I don't know if they're rehashed jokes as opposed to just callbacks. It's like, here, this is a treat for the people that watched the first movie. I don't know if there was anything there that felt rehashed.
The baby leg scene. I thought that was too forced.
It came back around at the end though. It had its moments, but everybody the fact that the whole cast had never seen the first one, so they didn't know how to watching everybody react to it.
Yeah.
And then him taking his first steps to walk up to Cable, and everybody's like, oh my God, he's doing it. Dude, he was a little freaking kid. It came around to me.
I just think that, that particular scene, I think this went a little bit too long for me. Yeah. But other than that, that's a minor complaint on the movie for me.
Does killing baby Hitler make up for it?
Okay, so there was a scene, one of the post-credit scenes was going to be him going back in time and actually killing baby Hitler, because they joked about it during the first part during the movie. But they said they screened it a few times and it didn't
people
pass.
People didn't get it. Yeah.
No, he's like, he's killing a baby. So I recently, this past week, it just came out on Blu-ray. So I picked up the super duper cut.
Yeah.
Or super duper fucking cut, whatever you want to call it. And I watched it and I just stick around to the end, and actually they do show that scene. It's a two part. One's like, it starts off in the mid credit, and then it finalizes at the very end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is funny. I mean, it's the fact that they kept it in there just for this particular cut. Yeah. So, did you get a chance to watch it yet?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well,
the post credit scenes. Did he just fix the timeline to where Deadpool 3, Vanessa's still alive, and the team's still alive? Or enough for the team, at least Peter, they're still alive?
I would assume so. I would assume that Vanessa's alive, Peter's alive.
Juggernaut's not dead. He was crawling out of that pool right when the
oh, was he?
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Yeah, them two are alive. Green Lantern was never made.
That never gets old.
Dude,
that clip with fucking Hugh Jackman. That might have been like some extended scenes or B-roll of him just like making faces and stuff, because some of that stuff didn't look recognizable to me. Like, I have that.
Well, because he probably had watched it a lot. Yeah. Too. No, it's. I'm sure.
But they added more to the super duper.
I think
cut.
It extended. They extended.
It's like, hey, you know, you're gonna hang up the claws one day, and the fans are gonna be really disappointed. But there's gonna come a time where I'm gonna have to call on you for one last ride, and you better be ready.
Yeah.
And he keeps popping
as he's walking away.
Yeah.
No, I think that was in the theatrical cut too.
It wasn't, because I watched the theatrical cut too, and there's stuff that's not even in the post scenes. There's stuff that's not all in there.
I will say that there is like 15 minutes extra of the super duper cut, but to be honest,
it extends a couple of things, but it doesn't add.
No,
it doesn't add anything to me.
All right, so that was Deadpool 2. I'm gonna try to stay a little bit in more chronological order for the summer. this one I'm gonna talk about. I just saw it recently. It was Bad Samaritan. The reason I saw it stars David Tennant, the Doctor.
Doctor Who.
Yeah, so. And it's basically him as the villain in this movie, because it's what was the name of that movie? The kids break into that blind man's house, and he ends up
Saw.
No, not that one.
Oh,
what the fuck, Saw? dang it! It's that one's bugging me now.
The Bling Ring.
Okay, quit saying stupid shit.
That was a movie. That was a fucking stupid movie based on actual events from stupid fucking people.
Don't Breathe. That's what it was called.
Ah,
okay. It's kind of like that, where these kids break into someone's house unexpectedly, and then the person who owns the house ends up like taking care of them, you know. And he had a person locked up in the basement, whatever. Spoiler. So anyway, this is kind of similar to that. These couple of guys, they pose as little valet. They work at a fancy restaurant, and they're valet workers. And what they do, their little scheme is when like a rich looking person comes through with a nice car, in this case a Maserati, or like a big family or something comes in. They as the valets, they pull up the GPS and they see how far they live from the restaurant, and they have the other guy be a lookout, and they go to the houses. Oh. And steal valuables and
interesting.
Shit.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Until they get to this person's house, they find a girl. She's locked up. She's all like chained up and everything, and being tortured and everything. And what does he do? Because by the time he sees her, the other guy notices that he's already walking out of the table. And first of all, he's already like David Tennant. He's already like an asshole, like straight up, like you're rich, snobby. Mm-hmm.
So he's himself.
Yeah, pretty much, right? I don't know the guy. But anyway, he's like, okay, you gotta go. So that's right when he finds the girl. He's trying to get her out, but he can't because he's gotta go. He's gotta get back, get the car back, right? So it kind of goes from there. The kid feels guilty. He tries to tell the cops and all this other stuff, but they're like, why are you in the house? You know, the things like that, it kind of escalates. But the thing is, what happens is David Tennant, as the villain, he's like a sociopath. He's like, He thinks one step ahead of this guy, and he's like, well, you broke into my... He finds out he broke into his house. He's got surveillance cameras, all that stuff. So he actually finds out who he is, and he, like, ruins the lives of everybody around him, and he does all kinds of stuff. I'm not going to get into it, because it is kind of... But the end of the movie, the movie ends kind of abruptly, but... I don't know. It was kind of a satisfying movie. I mean, it wasn't bad. I didn't mind it. It was a good watch. I'd recommend it, so... definitely go check that one out. So, Bad Samaritan is that one. So,
gotcha.
So, what was another one that you saw?
I went on a blind date to watch a movie called Adrift.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I remember not having a second date after that because I was so tired from work. I actually fell asleep through some of this movie.
You're
loud. Like I snored.
Yeah, I know. You're a quasi... what's the word when you fall asleep?
Idiot.
Yeah, that too. Because you'll be watching TV in my house, and you'll fall in before I know it. I'm hearing snoring over there.
Yeah.
Bust up
and
the
sometimes
water
bottle. I go in and out. Like, I'll sleep deep for like 5 minutes, and then I wake up and it's like, I'm back to normal. It's like, all right, that's, yeah.
Narcoleptic.
There we go.
Quasi narcoleptic. That's what you are.
Yeah.
I didn't see this movie, but my wife actually went. She saw it. She really? Yeah, she enjoyed it.
It was a pretty straightforward movie. There weren't a lot of twists and turns in it, but it did tell a great story. Mm-hmm. A girl met this dude that's in the boating. And I guess she liked semen. So she semen. They wound up getting together, and they're in Japan, I think. And they have are there in another country, and their friends are flying back to San Francisco or back to the United States, and they hire them to sail the boat back home.
Right.
And they want to take the offers, like, yeah, this is once a lifetime opportunity. We won't get to do it. We'll make some good money, and after that, we can like just get lost or whatever. And then the boat capsizes, and he like falls over, and he's gone, and she finds a way to survive.
She doesn't know how to do all that stuff.
Right? She learns like on the fly how to drain the boat from the water, try to turn the battery back on, try to actually fix the functioning water so she could have tap water to drink out of. Then she runs out of water, so when it starts raining, she gets a lot of empty cans, so now she has fresh water to drink. She winds up finding her dude and saving him and throwing him in the boat and trying to heal him. After a while of running out of food and rationing and everything, and his injuries infected, they finally get rescued. Then it turns out she like... half of it was a hallucination, because when you're out there for so long, you start seeing things. So he was really dead.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Jeez. But like I said, there's no twists and turns. It's just a story, and it was a very well told story. And I don't think, and from what I read online, I didn't miss much in the moments that I fell asleep through the middle when she was already like.
Let me guess, she was at sea.
Huh? Yeah, when she was at sea. So even I hallucinated to the point that I passed out.
Yeah.
But it was a really good movie. If it's in Redbox and I don't have anything else to watch, there's not a lot of good selection, I wouldn't mind watching it again. I don't know if I would buy it for my own collection, like on iTunes or anything, but I wouldn't hesitate to watch it again.
This is when normal people, Chris, will say, if it's on Netflix, you'll...
Oh, yeah, I'm getting there. I just got internet, man. Calm down. Adrift, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so that takes me to Solo, the Star Wars story. And I did a Solo episode.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, for that movie. So that's, I don't want to rehash everything I said about it. Did you see this movie yet?
I did see it the weekend, the opening weekend. It was a fun story, but I'm not sure if it was necessary. It felt like they had a long checklist of, okay, how do we connect this movie to this movie? Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, we missed a couple. Maybe we can do a sequel.
The sequel's not happening.
You know, maybe Kira is Rey's mother.
Don't say that.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah. But it was cool. I mean, I wasn't walking away. I wasn't walking away saying, give me back my money.
Yeah.
It was cool. I might even watch it again. I think I have it on my... I think I bought it off of iTunes for like... bought it off of eBay, the digital copy, for like $4.
Hey, look,
and
man.
I have it. But it's cool.
You put Star Wars in there, I'm going to go watch it.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
I didn't walk out of there saying, oh, God, I wasted my time. I had some issues with some of the things in there, which I talked about on that episode. Mm-hmm. But for a Star Wars movie making only $213 million domestically...
That's not bueno.
$392 million worldwide.
That's not bueno.
No, that's not good at all for Star Wars movies. So, and they even said they're going to start restructuring how they plan out some of these movies. I don't know. I still don't know why they didn't stay at Christmas time.
I didn't see a trailer for like maybe up until like maybe 2 months before the movie actually came out. Like I heard like zip.
Yeah, because they didn't have it.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah.
The thing with this one is, the only one you can actually compare it to would be Rogue One. And I think the reason why Rogue One works so well, first of all, it's a heist movie, pretty much. You're going to find something, you got to get out. It's a war movie, heist movie, and then also the ending, the last 5 minutes with Vader and all that shit. That was something you told all your friends about. Dude, you got to go watch Rogue One. They're Vader. That's the most
Vader as fucking Vader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how it tied right into Star Wars. That's
episode 4.
That's something you need to see. Whereas in this movie, there's nothing you need to see. You don't need to see anything in this movie.
With that being said, Donald Glover was fucking awesome.
He's
all right. The chick, the female robot with the big black butt. Loved her.
What?
Watch it again. You'll see some comparisons. I think the kid that played Solo did okay. It wasn't a bad performance, but I wasn't judging with that much of a critical eye because apparently everybody in the business already had. That's why it took so long to get a fucking trailer. Like, everybody's... All the higher-ups had such a negative vibe about this movie, I didn't want to walk in there with that same vibe. I wanted to walk in there with as clean a slate as possible. Again, I'm a fan of Star Wars. I'm not the biggest fan of Star Wars, so I'm not going to walk in there like microcosming, looking at every single fucking detail from start to finish.
So Han Solo isn't... Han Solo, the character, as we all know him from the 70s and 80s, that's not as big of a deal to recast... Okay, so it's kind of like Star Trek, you know, Captain Kirk, you know, yeah, William Shatner, and now you bring in Chris Pine to play the same character.
At some point, William Shatner at like 110 years old and a hologram can't fucking do all these Star Trek movies. We get it. It's cool.
Yeah.
You know, I love Peter Cullen as Optimus Prime, but there's been other Optimus Primes that did pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, so I can't, I'm not going to, at some point, fans just got to let some of that shit go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't envy anybody that's going to walk into a role like that who's got to fill the shoes of something like that. So I think he did fine. Like I said before, I think there were certain scenes that you could see it. Like, he was channeling him the way he was walking, the way that he talked a couple of times. But overall, man, it was hard for me to, like, see this guy as Han Solo overall.
Yeah.
I can see the criticism. Performance
is still, not to mention, I think it would have been easier for you to digest had you not seen Han Solo in Episode 7.
Maybe.
Because you still had that fresh in your mind that, damn, even after all this time, Han and Chewie, you could still put them on screen. If you could have extended that story to 8 and 9, it could have worked. Not a complaint that he got killed off in 7. It pushes the story, and goddamn, it hits you right in the feels. But had he not been in Episode 7, a lot of people might have found it easier to take in the new kid.
Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't want to spend too much time on Solo just because I know I've already talked at length about it. So, yeah. What else you got? What was another one you saw?
On my list of things that I've seen, I will go with Incredibles 2.
Okay, so, not counting Avengers, Incredibles 2 was the biggest grossing movie of the summer.
Wow.
Yeah, that one came in at $1.1 billion worldwide.
Wait. Billion.
It's in the billion.
Wow.
It's in the billionaires club. Yes, sir.
And it only took 16 years.
Right? But $595 million domestically, but $1 billion worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, no, I take that back. It's the highest domestic grossing.
Mm-hmm.
There is going to be one other movie that actually barely tops it out at the billionaire club.
Okay.
We'll get to that here in just a second. But I personally, for whatever reason, have not seen this movie yet, so I'm like the one guy that hasn't seen it yet.
Oh, man.
So, that being said, without ruining anything for me, Chris, what are your thoughts on it? And go.
This is a movie where, again, like Deadpool, it would help to watch the first one right before the second one, because this literally happens from the moment the first movie ends.
Okay.
You keep going. It's a great movie. It tells a great story. I did notice, again, not a complaint because it's 2018, hashtag Me Too. I love the fact that they actually put more emphasis on Mrs. Incredible, Elastigirl.
Yeah.
You know? There's a fight scene in there where if you're afraid of bright lights, you might want to close your eyes. They've actually had to have warnings at some of these screenings that if you're prone to, like...
Seizures?
Yeah.
Epilepsy seizures?
Epilepsy seizures. Yeah. You know, like watching Japanese anime sometimes. If you're not ready for it, it could catch you off guard and you could actually be in, like, physical trouble. But it does tell a good story. And, dude, Better Call Saul, man, in cartoon form. I loved it.
Oh, okay. All right, so we'll leave it at that.
So we'll save that spoiler-free for you.
Yeah, maybe by the end of the year, I would have seen it by then.
Hopefully. And
then,
it'll definitely be on Netflix, Amazon.
It'll be Christmas time. It'll be out by then, yeah. All right, so there is that. Recently, I just saw another movie called Tag, a little comedy. It's pretty funny. They said it was based off a true story where it's like a group of like 30-year-old guys. They've been 30, 40-year-old guys. They've been playing the same game of Tag for over 30 years. They meet up every year, every May, and they play tag with each other. They go to each other's work and cause like it opens, dude. It opens up. One of the guys actually he is applying to get a job at where the other guy works as a janitor, And they so.
And he, and he gets hired. You got me. I need to watch this.
Yeah, he gets hired as a janitor. He's in disguise. Next time we see him, he's in disguise with a mustache, and then he sees him. The guy's in an interview. He's like a big. I think he owns the company or is a big boss, whatever. Anyway, he's doing an interview with New York Times, and he comes busting in there with the janitor cart and everything. And then, well, he tries to get him out there. So it's
one. And there's no tag backseat. So once, like, say I tag you, you can't get me back. You gotta get the next person or what?
No, there's some tags backs, but it's okay. Like, you know it. Like they talk. They explain the rules. If you don't know how to play tag, yeah. But yeah, it was fun. It was a nice little. It's been a while since I've actually sat down and just watched a straight up comedy, and it was all right. Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I'd recommend checking it out. Like I said, I don't want to say too much, you know, other than that, just to get you set up for it. But the funny thing is, I thought it was just a marketing ploy to say it was based on a true story. But when the credits start, they actually show footage of the real life guys playing tag.
Nice.
So there's that one. Oh, real quick, I want to get in this one real quick here. Did you see Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom?
No. Okay. No.
I saw it, and I regret that I saw it.
Oh, I remember you telling me this when the weekend after you saw it.
I'm going back and watching it, and I'm just like, I'm just trying to find some kind of redeeming quality for this movie. I found none. it's kind of boring. Like, nothing besides being cliche. We've seen this movie before. Mm-hmm. Jurassic Park 2, where they, well, it kind of leads into that one, I guess you can say. But it's just, they're creating new types of dinosaurs. They're auctioning off dinosaurs. It's your typical corporate guy trying to get his own agenda, get his money off of the dinosaurs. Like, yeah. Have like these people not Poachers. Learned? Yeah, these people not learned.
You can't, don't fuck with dinosaurs. Yeah,
thank you. It's just
the same. Everyone fears the T-Rex.
Yeah. All right. So, but that being said, this movie is the biggest worldwide grossing movie. $1.2 billion.
Yeah, because they had advertisement up the butt, dude. Yeah. They have a fucking Jurassic Chomp ice cream at fucking Dairy Queen.
Did they?
At Dairy Queen. if you're gonna market that low, oh yeah, you're everywhere.
Yeah. Well, $412 million domestically. So.
It must have been the 3D and the overseas stuff that won them over, because overseas, there were a lot of people here weren't digging that movie. There wasn't
every person I saw that hurts. I saw no one said anything good about it. Rightfully so, the movie's bad. Like, nothing really stands out. I mean, there's a few things you can see from the trailers, but the trailer itself, and I think I said this before, if you watch the first main trailer, not the first teaser, but like the first main one. It pretty much sums up everything that happens in that movie. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's a Jurassic Park. If you like dinosaurs, you're probably gonna watch it. If you like the Jurassic Park saga or franchise, you probably watched it. You probably liked it. I don't know. I just didn't care too much for it personally. So that's that. What about you?
Since that movie made you feel sad, I got a movie that made me feel sad. The documentary of Mr. Rogers. Won't you be my neighbor?
I meant to see that one. I missed this one out, but you said it made you feel sad. I thought it was supposed to be.
It's a great story, dude.
The documentary.
I never realized it at a young age. What the hell was going on in the world, dude?
Oh yeah.
The beginning. I think the first week of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was during the war, and so like the one of the characters were the puppets, like the king, and he's trying to enslave people. Like he had like a fence around his thing, and
yeah.
And they're like sent, like they're like the other side is sending balloons with notes of love and peace, and like this is a fucking kid show with puppets and a trolley on the tracks, yeah. And they're talking about war, they're talking about racism, like people don't want to hang around black people, like they're getting thrown out of, like they can't drink from the same water fountain as white people do, and Mr. Rogers has a segment where he's washing his feet in the pool with the water hose and invites the black mailman over, mm-hmm. And actually lets him wash his feet in a hot day with him. Like you're nine, you're 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. You don't understand what's going. You don't understand right. the depth. All you see right. is what you see on TV. He's like, hey, he's Mr. Learning, Rogers, he's teaching you. He's Mr. Teaching Rogers you. Is nice to men. Mr. Rogers is nice to women. He's nice to elderly people. He's nice to people that are in wheelchairs. He's nice to all races, creeds, and colors.
Right.
But then when you looking back at it now, it's like, holy, it's mesmerizing what he was able to get through to people my age.
Okay,
let me, I would like to think that I could be a lot worse if I hadn't seen Mr. Rogers.
Oh God,
as a
I can't
kid.
Imagine. Okay, so let me ask you this, because I heard that there was the way the movie ends or wraps up or whatever. It's a documentary about just it's all that's all it is. But they say they want you to like close your eyes and picture something that's helped you in the past or something like that, or picture something. Right? Is there something like yeah. am I hearing that? Remember that? Right?
I remember that. And yeah. just something that made you feel warm as a child.
Oh, okay.
And 9 times out of 10, after watching this movie, you're gonna have a memory of sitting down in the living room.
Oh, okay. Is that what it was? Okay, yeah, I didn't see it, so I just.
I might not be completely correct on that. Again, it's been a while. I've seen a lot of movies this year. Otherwise, I would have remembered more detail. But I do plan on getting my hands on this for my collection. It's fucking good, dude. It has a lot for me. It has a lot of replayability. Because there's a lot of stories in here how he, like an evangelist that is just makes it onto radio and then makes it to TV, and like the original ideas he had and how he wanted to change stuff to be different, and he's like, nobody has a bad thing to say about this guy.
Right.
Nothing. You know, him being so like straight and narrow, literally a living Ned Flanders.
Right, yeah.
But yet, you can do a lot of crazy shit around him, and he has a sense of humor.
Ned Flanders is Mr. Rogers.
There you go.
Yeah.
And, but everybody did crazy stuff around him, and like, you have to watch it.
Well, the fact that it's a documentary and it got theatrical release, that says something right there. Yeah. So,
I was actually telling you weeks in advance that the only theater in Texas that had it was in Austin, and I was planning to take a right. road trip on a day off on the weekend to go watch this movie because I heard so many good things about it, and I didn't know if we were going to get a chance to see it at the theater here.
Right.
And I waited a couple of weeks to your advice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And sure enough, the River Oaks Theater that plays a lot of independent movies had it, and I went and saw it, and it was a great watch.
Yeah.
I recommend it to anybody that wants to learn something about their childhood. Watch that. You will be surprised at half of the things you see on there. Because at the time, you don't think about stuff like that.
Yeah, the only thing I want to add to that is... I think this was like a little bit before the movie actually dropped. I was at work, and there was a couple guys came in, and he was wearing a little retro Mr. Rogers t-shirt, whatever, had mm-hmm. his picture on it. And he said that... someone walked up to him and said, "Who's that?"
They didn't even know. No.
That's where we're at. That's where we're at in this generation.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what?
There was not a dry eye in the house when movie was over, by the way.
I'm sure.
Included.
This isn't really a theatrical release, but since we're talking about documentaries, HBO had a documentary on Robin Williams, Come Inside My Mind.
Ooh.
That was actually pretty good. It kind of led up to how he became a star and... some of the stuff he was going through, and we go into the ups mm-hmm. and downs of anybody's life in a documentary, and it was a nice look back at his life and career. So if you have HBO, I definitely say check that out. It's like an hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's some good footage in there, good interviews, and it has him narrating it, like it kind of bookends with him talking about it, and you can hear him like talking at the end. So it was really good. So.
Matter of fact, Won't You Be My Neighbor at that on that day, it was a Thursday, that was part one of a 2-movie feature.
Okay.
Because I wound up going at 7 to watch this movie, and then across the city at 9:45, I wound up watching Ant-Man and the Wasp.
That was the next one I was going to talk about. Yeah. Hey, we met up in the middle, buddy. Right, there you go. All right.
He wasn't going to take that one.
Yeah. All right, so Ant-Man and Wasp. Yeah, the first movie post Infinity War, and I don't know about you, but I was kind of curious because they were being kind of vague about where this movie takes place at, and how this is affected by what we just saw a month ago or 2 months ago in Infinity War. So there's a lot of intrigue, at least for me, going in there. The movie itself is pretty much on par with the first movie, I thought.
This was just like Deadpool. If you like the first one, the second one's, they double down on it.
Yeah.
And not in a bad way, because I fucking loved it.
I love the Wasp stuff. You know, everything with Evangeline Lilly playing the Wasp. I loved all that stuff. I thought everything came out good. I know in this particular one, this was supposed to be the reveal of Giant Man coming out of the waters, but the Russo brothers took it from him from Civil War.
Yeah.
So they at least got the reveal of Wasp in this one. So I enjoyed it. I think Peyton Reed, he came back to direct it again.
Any chance I get to see Lawrence Fishburne on my movie screen?
Sign me up. Yeah. The funny thing is, okay, spoiler alert coming up here in just a second if you haven't seen it already, but the way it ties into Infinity War, I was waiting for it, okay? Like, I was watching this whole movie just thinking, okay, where's the nod going to be? Where's the
MacGuffin?
Where's something? Someone's going to tell us where this takes place. Because everything's normal throughout this whole movie, right? So, post-credit, I think it's mid-credit or whatever. Yeah. They're doing a little experiment, and they go into the microverse or whatever it is.
The quantum realm.
Quantum realm. And I was thinking to myself, okay, something's going to happen while he's
coming
in there.
Back in 5, 4, 3.
Guys?
Yeah.
And we cut to them. It's just, you see the dust everywhere. Yeah. And right when that's, I was watching with my wife, right when I was like, oh, here it is. Like, it was already like, okay. My wife, she's like, oh. Like, she wasn't even thinking about that, right?
For a second before that bonus clip, I also completely forgot. Yeah. And then when that clip happened, I was like, oh, here it comes.
Yeah.
And it came.
So right when the scene happened. Okay, yeah. So when the scene first happened, you already knew something was happening.
Yeah.
Me too. Okay. So, but my wife, she wasn't even thinking about that. She's more of a casual watcher. So it's not like...
You drag her.
Yeah. But she enjoys the movies.
Yeah. But you drag her.
But, No. Okay. Seriously, Marvel, she likes Marvel. She's not like diehard like I am, but that's the difference between me and her. Like, mm-hmm. when I was like, ah, oh, here we go. I didn't say nothing. I didn't nudge or anything. And then right when you saw the dust, she's like, oh. I was like, oh, they got you.
I will say the two showings that I saw.
That was the first time
I
ever heard her gasp in a theater. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
The two showings that I saw this, the second time I actually went on a date with a good friend. And she forgot, too.
Oh, yeah.
So when she saw it happen, she, like, grabbed my arm and shook it like a baby. It's like, oh, my God. I was like, yep. Gotcha, bitch. But yeah, there were a lot of gasps in the room.
Yeah.
And a lot of idiots.
Because they're walking out.
This is the 10th year of Marvel movies. Bitch assness, y'all should know by now. Don't fucking leave until the lights go on.
Yeah.
And there's still people that was like, okay, morons.
Yeah. So
go watch Mr. Rogers. Not Steve Rogers, Mr. Rogers.
So Ant-Man and Wasp, good movie. Like, it wasn't groundbreaking or anything like that, but it's a fun, you know, fun little movie. You know, it's a comedy and action and all that stuff. And the one thing I really like the most about this movie, this is going to sound kind of silly, I guess, but they didn't make it, because the way the plot unfolds, you could have easily made it to where the daughter hated her dad. And this whole movie, the daughter still loves her dad no matter how much he screws up. I thought that was such a refreshing twist, because normally it's like, he's up against, you know, he's got to win his back. He's got to win back his whole family and
not,
this and that.
Not just that. For all intents and purposes, 2018, the last like decade, people don't give a fuck about marriages anymore. I would expect expect the phrase again from experience. I would hate the phrase "baby mama drama" to show up in the Marvel universe. And no, split custody of the kid.
Yeah.
The mom's got her own dude, and she and it all works.
Right.
Everybody gets equal play. They addressed it in the first movie.
Right.
You know, but now everybody's one big happy dysfunctional fucked up giant half family.
Yeah.
And it works, and it's refreshing to see that.
Yeah.
In a movie, as opposed to fucking another episode of Maury.
But it's just one of those things where it almost can tear you up a little bit. The scene where they're sitting in the bed, like they're on the floor and he's talking to her and she's convincing him to keep
going. Like, I need a partner.
Yeah.
I'd be a great partner. It's like, you die in a second.
Especially with working with me. But, of course, spoiler alert, his daughter actually grows up to be a future Avenger.
All right.
There's a group called the Young Avengers. It's like, it takes place a little bit in the future, whatever. But, yeah, Cassie Lang, that's one of the...
Does she take over the... A suit, or is there a suit?
I think it's like a Ant-Man, Giant Man type thing. Uh-huh. I think I know a little bit about it, but that's all. Okay, so we're going from that one real quick. I just want to jump into this one for a hot second. Skyscraper, Dwayne Johnson.
Hey, I just based saw, on a true story too, right?
Fuck no,
kind of sort of.
Fuck no,
no.
This is a terrible movie.
We need to do a Behind the Music remaster and do like the last couple of rock movies that we haven't covered on the Dwayne Johnson episode.
Maybe. I don't know. I on my Facebook, when I shared that I was watching it, I put it's Die Hard in a taller building. it's what it is. It's okay.
With a one-legged man.
Okay, because this... Okay, this is, I think, Rock's first, like, his own production company. He's kind of stepping out on his own on this type of thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't fault him for making a safe movie, because that's what it is, a very safe movie. Cliched out the ass, tropes for just about every action movie you've seen. You've seen this movie before, just not this particular one.
Handicapable, even for the handicapped?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's just... it's fine, I guess. I don't know, but I didn't care too much for it. It is what it is. Like I said, if you like those types of movies, if you like Die Hard, go watch it. You might like it. For me,
over under 7 wrestling moves that he does in fight scenes.
Under.
Oh damn. Okay.
All right. So that's why I said I didn't want to spend a ton of time on that one. However, I do want to talk about Mission Impossible Fallout. I think this particular movie for me, because we're not accounting Avengers.
Oh.
This is going to be my pick. This is my pick of my favorite summer blockbuster movie.
Wow.
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoy this movie.
I've heard a lot of good reviews about this movie. I've heard some of the fight scenes are untoppable.
Hmm.
But the thing that kept me back is I've also heard I need to watch the two movies before it. I have Ghost Protocol.
Yeah.
I don't have Rogue Nation.
Okay. So unlike past... Mission Impossible movies, this one actually does is a sequel to Rogue Nation.
Last
one, it's straight up takes place right after that one.
Yeah.
So fortunately, I did some reviews and recaps before I walked into this movie because there was a couple things I did forget about what was going on with certain characters, what happened to the villain because the villain does pop up in this one. So it's not like serialized where it's like one adventure at a time like they've been in the past, so which I thought was a little bit different, but hey, it worked, and I thought this one worked out a little bit better than the last one, to be honest. I think the addition of Henry Cavill coming in, I think
a lot of people were curious to see what the fucking hubbub was about this movie that they couldn't have Henry shave his fucking mustache to do the reshoots for Superman that led to all that nasty CGI in Justice League.
Oh, I thought you were going to say nasty pettiness. Well, that too. I tried to throw all that out the window when I went to go see it. Otherwise, I'd be staring at that same mustache the whole time. But there was some good chemistry. There was some good chemistry between Cavill and Cruz. Mm-hmm. The stunt work was still...
Fucking Cruz still does his own shit, right?
There is a scene in this movie actually broke his ankle, which shut down production for like 6 months or something like that for him to reheal. Which is ironically happened right after the mustache fiasco.
Yeah.
So the time he couldn't shave his mustache because he had to go to work on. But by the time they filmed his scenes, right after they filmed his reshoots for Justice League, he comes back and then he breaks his ankle.
So
the irony of all that is just astounding to me.
Oh, man.
But this is a great movie. I'm not the hugest Mission Impossible fan per se. I enjoy the franchise. You know, I enjoy them. I watch them when they come out. I appreciate them, and I think they do a good job story-wise. But the fact that this one is a continuation and it builds upon what they've built in the last one or two movies, it works. Everything works in it. I didn't think of any bad things about this movie.
Is Tom Cruise another one of those actors where you can't name a bad movie he's done?
Oh, I can name a bad movie. You've watched our Tom Cruise episode we've done. I can name a bad one or two.
Okay.
But don't put him on the spot right now. But yeah, I can name some bad Tom Cruise movies. Okay. But he's gonna have to start slowing down. He's like 50 some odd years old, and he's breaking ankles now on doing stunts. So I think
his own instead of others.
Yeah. So I don't know what they're gonna do going forward. I will say, in a side note, it's veering off from Mission Impossible, but some movie news recently is Bond 25, which had Danny Boyle from Trainspotting directing. He's out. And now, because of that, they're on hiatus now. And now the question is, do you keep paying Daniel Craig all this money to sit on his ass, or do you cut ties with him, recast Bond for this one? Because I think the next Bond movie was going to be a new Bond, and that's why they kept saying Idris Elbus and all these other names that they're kind of throwing in. I'm watching this movie. I'm thinking Henry Cavill can make a pretty decent James Bond.
Really?
Cut the mustache off. You got to get rid of the mustache. But he's got that presence about him that he can play like a smooth, you know, Bond, James Bond. Yeah, I can picture him doing that. Although I did hear, I was reading some responses on one article online, and someone said, yeah, he would be a good James Bond, but man, he looks more like an archer in real life. And I'm like, holy shit, he does. He slicked the hair back a little bit and, you know, clean shave and everything.
The only Bond news that I've heard that might be Bond related, Aston Martin is remaking some of the classic vantages from the original James Bond movies, like Sean Connery, but they're not road legal because some of the weapons on there actually function.
All right, that was me on my high note. That's the moves I've seen for the summer so far. There's been some movies that I haven't seen. There's been some movies that we haven't got to or we haven't seen. Like I haven't seen. I know you've seen them. Equalizer 2.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, we'll get there in a second.
Well, quick rapid fire that one.
Equalizer, man. I, at the advice of a friend of mine, I watched the first movie on Redbox, and magically I found it in fucking Dayton, Texas, of all places. Watched part one, then went to the theater and watched part two. Holy fuck, is that a good movie. Mm-hmm. There were parts of me that thought that this was a sequel to Man on Fire. Because we do never find out how if the dude lived it. I don't remember. I actually watched it back. I think he does die in Man on Fire at the very, very end.
Probably.
But goddamn, these were good movies.
It's Denzel, baby.
Yeah.
You don't say no to Denzel.
You don't say no. Oh, hell no. No, I learned that easy. I also saw Teen Titans Go.
Okay.
That was fun. Musical. Not a big fan of musicals. But some of them are actually kind of funny. The story's kind of... For kid. Again, you watch a movie like this, you have to walk in there knowing the expectation that this is not for us old folk.
Right. It's for kids.
It's for kids. You want grown-up shit... Go blow your brains out on Titans when it hits the DC network. But for the age demographic and for the cameo and for the story and for Deathstroke, well, for Slade.
You can't say death. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Stroke.
Or Unalive or whatever. It's a good movie. I liked it. It was fun.
Apparently you're the only one because it only made like 37 worldwide.
Yeah, but that's
for think a kids movie?
I think that's
families another, bringing the kids.
I think that's another example of you need to promote that shit.
Like, yeah, it wasn't marketed.
You can't just put. You just can't have a couple commercials on Cartoon Network and a couple ads on Facebook because you think that's where your demographic's gonna lie.
Right.
Nah, you should have gone full bore. Why not? At least shit.
All right, rapid fire Meg for me real quick.
Sharks.
There you go.
Jason
Statham.
So Jason Statham, when you see him, sometimes he got to the point where he's playing the same character in every movie.
Right.
Transporter. Equalizer. Right.
Crank,
yeah. So watching actors that do what they are typecast in movies that are out of their comfort zone can be very refreshing. For example, Will Ferrell in Stranger Than Fiction.
Is this refreshing?
Dude, I like this movie.
Okay.
I liked it a lot. I'm not going to go to the extremes that say it's our generation of Jaws. But I've seen some shitty shark movies.
Is this
and this isn't bad.
Is this this generation's Deep Blue Sea?
Yes. Because even I read reviews on this where reviewers were saying it's so bad it's good because it knows it's a stupid movie and it's not taking itself too seriously.
Right.
And I liked it. I liked it. Having that mentality in my head, I was like, all right, I'm going to set my standards very low. I'm basically just watching this for Jason Statham. But it was a good movie. I liked it. I don't mind watching it again.
All right.
That last week. Yeah. So up to now, that's like the it of summer blockbusters that I've seen.
Yeah, I'll probably end up checking that one out. The other movie, The First Purge, I haven't seen it. My wife wants to see it. I'm not a big fan of the Purge series, so yeah,
it's
whatever.
It's hard to try to top the masochist and the gore of all the sequels that have come out, and then have to take a step back and do a prequel.
Yeah,
because then when you're watching it, because if that's the way it's intended to be, then you want people to watch it back from the beginning.
Plus, it gets all political and stuff, and I don't need to see all that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, that new movie just came out, Crazy Rich Asians. I wasn't planning on seeing it, but man, that's killing it in the box office. I'm curious about it. So,
a matinee showing for $4, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
We'll go to Kim Sam after.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Ocean's 8. I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
The only way I'd want to get back in that franchise is if, like, say, you know, because this takes place in the Ocean's universe, and it takes place after all these other ones. So if maybe
Ocean's... But chronological order, does this come first, no, or exactly. Does this happen after?
Yeah.
Okay, so if I have to watch all the other movies to watch this and enjoy it, I'm not gonna.
I think you just have to know the characters. What I'm thinking is the next movie, maybe they start commingling the casts,
yeah,
bring in George Clooney and Brad Pitt with some of these other ones. I think then we might have something. But I think
that's your Avengers for thieving.
Sure, why not? I don't care. Yeah,
I'm still waiting to watch Rampage.
I saw it a couple weeks ago. Actually, it's all right. It's not great.
I wanted to see it, but then I heard so many murderous reviews. I don't know when or if I'll watch the Happy Time Murders.
Oh, maybe out of curiosity, I might, when it comes out online or something, I might check it out. But no, dude, come on. Yeah, I've heard the best thing I've heard about it is it's a good concept, but the terrible script. That's the best thing I've heard about it. You know,
I agree.
So, okay,
if you already got Fallout as your number one of the summer,
yeah,
I'm like torn between the sequels. It's either Deadpool 2,
dude, just say
Incredibles 2, or Equalizer 2.
Just say Deadpool 2. We all know what it is.
Okay, Deadpool 2.
Who are you kidding? Like,
but dude, having the subtext of the first movie, goddamn, Equalizer 2 is really good.
True, I guess.
Really
good.
But that's me because I saw it back to back. I literally saw a 4.5-hour fucking kill spree from Denzel Washington.
Worst movie for me, Jurassic World 2, Fallen Kingdom. Followed by Skyscraper.
I don't know if I would say the worst movie because... The bottom of my list is Solo and Adrift, and I still like the two movies. Like, I didn't see a bad movie. But that's just me. Again, I'm leaning more towards the casual side. You, a little bit more critical. Again, yeah. It's your podcast about pop culture.
I take one of the team sometimes, you know? All right, so before we wrap up, I do want to share my list of movies that are coming out for the remainder of the year.
Venom.
Yeah, okay.
that's top for me.
And coming up, I think like in 2 weeks or next week, whatever, Peppermint.
Ooh, I saw that trailer.
Yeah.
Give me some.
It's like John Wick and all those other revenge type movies, just with Jennifer Garner. Yeah. Back to like action. I've been waiting for that for a while now. Anyway, so there's that. Predator's coming out, which finally got an R-rated.
Nice.
So it said rated R for bloody violence and language. It's like, yes. All right. So there's that. Then you have your Venom, right? Which I heard Tom Hardy signed up for 3 Venom movies.
3 Venom movies, yes. Or 3 appearances of Venom in a movie?
No, because apparently 3 Venom movies.
Like does that actually, is there a back end and that's, is there a stipend on that contract for spinoffs? Maybe at least with Deadpool. Maybe at least with Spider-Man.
No,
maybe
this is an Avengers. Right, Frank, no, they've already said this won't interact with anything else.
Yeah, but there's. I bet they're telling that to us just so that we can have our expectations lowered and tempered when we get to the theater. If we walk in there expecting Spider-Man and we don't get it, everybody's gonna shit over the movie. If you tell everybody up front there's no ties and you get an Easter egg here and there, you'll get away with it.
So basically,
I'm expecting a post scene where like Tom Hardy's watching the news. And they show a clip of Spider-Man during Civil War, in the airport scene, and then like and that's where like the sequel to Venom, that's Venom actually, that's how he earns the Spider badge on his
thing. We're not gonna get that.
No.
So basically what you're saying is you want the studio to do what I've been harping about Civil War ever since Civil War came out.
Save it.
Save it.
Save it.
Don't tell us.
Don't tell us. Save it.
It's a bullshit. It's a bullshit. All right, so we got Venom, then we got Halloween coming out. Hey, man, I saw that little teaser with...
Jimmy Lee Curtis?
Yeah, it gets promising. Bohemian Rhapsody?
Oh, the Queen documentary! Yes. I am all about that!
There is a remake of Suspiria. It's a little classic horror movie that they're bringing out back out. So the trailer looks kind of wicked, so kind of crazy. So I'll go check that out eventually. Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Ralph 2.
Yeah. So that should be I'm waiting for that to be fun. Like, some of the Easter eggs and stuff that they were doing that first one, for the trailer I saw on this one, dude, they're going to knock it out of the park.
Oh, dude, Stormtroopers, Iron Man, all the princesses.
Yeah.
All the princesses.
Oh, no, you didn't hear the controversy? There's people shitting all over that now. Because apparently Princess Tiana Princess and the Frog, whatever, she's not black enough. Someone compared her to her movie, and they looked. She's not. You've whitewashed her. You made her not as black. It's like, really? Same thing for Pocahontas, because she's in that scene too. It's like, oh, people are already complaining about that.
MAGA.
Yeah.
Here's one that might not be on your list. Dragon Ball Super, The Return of Broly.
Is that theatrical?
Yes.
All right, okay.
We're going.
Are we?
Yeah.
Hey, this counts. Transformers.
Oh, the re-release. Yeah.
Next month.
Yeah, our next date night. Let's see how much of a wreck that's going to be.
Oh, God. I can feel the goosebumps already.
Just ask for the day off. I don't need any of your shit this time.
No, there's no train tracks on that side. I'll be okay. All right, so Creed 2 comes out in November.
Ooh, yeah. Brock Lesnar's the son of Drago, apparently? Or that was the,
no,
that was
that's
the rumor?
No, that's a different character. But,
okay.
But yeah, the son of Drago. Maybe it is, but I know Drago is going to be in that movie also.
Yeah.
Dolph Lundgren, there's some behind the scenes. I've seen some shoots of some shots of Dolph Lundgren looking good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting for this one.
Yeah.
Then we have Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, the animated movie.
Yeah, the
with
animated
Miles
one.
Morales and a whole bunch of other people.
Yeah, I'm not excited about it, but I'm going to go check it out.
Oh, yeah.
Then we have Aquaman.
Ooh.
And then we have Bumblebee. So, it's going to...
I'm curious.
I think we...
Of course, Transformer fandom's going to take over inside us.
Kind of like... what are the other ones we're talking about? But it's where the Bumblebee movie, I don't know how it's going to intersect... Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a prequel, but they've canceled that whole franchise.
Yeah.
So why build a prequel on a dead franchise, you know?
Yeah.
And I've heard rumors that one of the human characters, John Cena, he's going to be like a Nick Fury of future movies. Like, he'll be sprinkled in going forward. So I don't
know. Is he like supposed to be the Just Duhamel of this movieverse?
I don't know. We won't be able to see him. For people who didn't get that, I'm sorry. But this motherfucker over here, he got it. All right.
Applesauce.
So, that being said, I think we're going to wrap this one up.
Yeah.
So, this is a fun little time. Thank you for everybody who downloaded this episode. And please tell your friends to go check us out on PopCultureRewind.com. Also, find us on iTunes. Just do a search for Pop Culture Rewind. Give us a great review.
I'll tell you what. We'll, when we share this on our Facebook and Twitter, we'll post... We'll ask to see what our listeners think their summer blockbuster of the year is.
Not counting Avengers.
Not counting Avengers.
Damn,
so remember,
technicalities.
The first week of May to the end of August. That's your timeline. So no Avengers.
All right. We probably should have done that before we recorded so we can put the input in. No?
We'll save it for next time. It gives us an excuse to record another episode.
Ah, or end of the year. Whatever.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're not going to wait 4 months. The fuck is wrong?
Damn it, I thought I had one over there for me. All right. Well, so, until whenever, always remember to pop your culture. Oh,
You can't.